Good morning! This is Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
And we've got a special guest today, and we have Fletcher Pillon. I'll always get this wrong. Fletcher Pillon. Pillon, I should say.
Nailed it. How are you, mate? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. Always great to have you on board, mate. So for everybody out there, Fletcher Pillon has won the Australia's Got Talent in 2016 at the age of 14. What an inspiration. He's written some amazing music. He's currently couldn't join us because he's living in a beautiful place. I call it God's country, called the Central Coast. And yeah, every time I'm so jealous. Whenever I see him, he's always out surfing. And yeah, just he's got the surfy look. Definitely. So Fletch, we've got Cameron and we've got Kaz. Cameron and Kaz, they do amazing work in the community as well with the Rotary and quite a few charities. And they're also joining me because they're going to be presenters at Alive 90.5 shortly. So
awesome.
They're also.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Fletcher?
Very, very good. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Stoked to be here.
Definitely. And Cam?
Hey, nice to meet you, buddy.
You too, mate. You too.
Yeah. So, Fletch, if I can start off quickly, we've got quite a few songs that you've written. So, there's a song called Infinite Child, and this one's your top performing song in terms of hits on Spotify, etc. And there's a beautiful image on there as well as an icon. If you could just share with us, what is the song about and what inspired you to write the song?
In 2015, my little brother passed away. He was 10 years old. I was 14 at the time. And, I think myself and my family have always felt as though he's still with us. In a way, in a spiritual sense, and you know, not only keeping the memories of him alive, but actually still talking to him and feeling him in nature and our lives and stuff. So, the song "Infinite Child" is about my brother Banjo. Yeah.
Wow, awesome, and really, really motivational and touching that you've written the song "Infinite Child." What I want to ask is that feeling that you actually had when they announced that you won Australia's Got Talent. What went through you?
It was kind of unlike any other feelings I've had before, because there was a lot of different, I guess, overwhelming emotions at the same time that I probably haven't experienced that before. I mean, I obviously like just. Pure elation and gratitude of the situation of winning, but also, you know, a little bit of a somber thing as well, because I'd done the show for my well, not somber, but just I guess emotional, because I'd done the show in hopes to honor my brother and play that song Infinite Child that I wrote, so you know, I did that in the first round, and beyond that I was kind of just, it was just a bonus for me, because I went with the intention of honoring my brother Banjo, and I felt like I'd done that. So, you know, that feeling of winning, it was like, I guess it brought up those emotions as well, because, you know, I was on that journey for that reason, but at the same time, you know, it just, pure gratitude and I was, you know, stoked to win, obviously. So, yeah, and then having my family there as well, you know, join me on stage just basically straight after. It was, we've got a photo upstairs in my house of, you know, all of us kind of together. It was an emotional time, I'm really grateful for it.
Definitely. So what I'm going to do right now is we're going to come back with a few more questions. We're going to play Infinite Child right now at Alive 90.5. This is your first song you wrote, hey? Correct?
No, it was the first song off that EP.
Yeah.
I did an EP called Banjo.
Banjo
being my brother.
Yeah.
And that was the first song. So, yeah.
Awesome. So we're going to play Infinite Child right now at Live 90.5 for the listeners out there. Enjoy.
Thanks very much, man.
I remember the days we used to skate in the street. You were so happy in your bright red jeans, and there's nothing you liked more than going faster than me. You sleep on my floor almost every night. For playing games we were never too tired. Nothing I liked more than being right by your side. So fly, fly, infant child, live in happiness and keep that smile. Fly, fly, infant child, I love you, bitch. Fly, my infinite child. Way you were playing drums, make so much noise and have so much fun. Hoochie coochie man, who'll always be your son. You always were full of so much life. Live to be happy and just have a good time, my little mate. You won't ever die. So fly, fly, infant child, live in happiness, keep that smile. Fly, fly, infant child, I love you, bitch. Fly, my infinite child, my infinite child. You're always with me, you're always with me, you're always with me, you're always with me. Happiness, keep that smile. Fly, fly, infant child, I love you, Benjo.
That was Infinite Child by Fletcher Pilon. Fletcher!
Hello.
I love that song. Absolutely love it. Gives me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you, mate. I appreciate that a lot.
Really. Definitely goes straight. You can feel the emotion.
Yeah, it was a great song. Word.
Definitely. So Cameron and Kaz both have some questions that they want to throw at you, if you don't mind. So I'll start with Kaz first. Yeah.
Hi, Fletcher.
Hello.
Hey, this is Kay. I just wanted to say what a beautiful song that is, and I do apologize for the loss of your brother Banjo, but it sounds like you have such a wonderful family to support you and who are behind you through your musical journey. I do want to ask, is there any advice that you have for young people who want to start out in music? Would you encourage the experience of going on Australia's Got Talent?
I've got a lot of friends who have done shows similar as well, and maybe don't have the best, you know, view of it. But I did The Voice Kids when I was 12 years old and didn't plan on doing another show. And then I didn't do very well on The Voice Kids either. But, you know, when Australia's Got Talent came up, I guess I did it for wanting to play that song and honour my brother. But, you know, I think everyone, they're great opportunities, and I certainly look back on it very thankfully. So, yeah, for sure.
Great.
Oh, wonderful.
Fletch, I also had a question on a similar vein, but, you know, we all see those, you know, reality TV shows and everything on TV, and there's often people say it sort of is different being on, you know, the show behind the scenes and everything that happens there to what's actually shown on TV. I'm just curious, how was the reality of being on the show and behind the scenes throughout that whole process versus what your expectations were going into it?
That's a good question. Australia's Got Talent was pretty much what you see is what you get, for me at least. Mm. Anyway, I mean, everyone, you know, depending on what you do on the show, is different. But in terms of, you know, it's not what you see like on television and stuff. Like, they can't make people say anything that you don't want to say. Like, if you're willingly giving them what they want sometimes, then, you know, that's come from the contestants. I know with other shows that, you know, try and bait stuff out of people. But and, you know, sometimes the judging isn't what it seems or whatever, but, you know, there wasn't judging on Australia's Got Talent that was like coaching necessarily. It was just the judges, you know, and I think for the most part they portrayed, you know, how I went on the show pretty honestly, and I think the same for everyone else as well, especially that season. You know, the crew was fantastic, and the judges were lovely, and still keep in contact with them, and Dave Hughes, the host. So, yeah, I can't speak higher of the integrity of at least that season that I was on, you know.
That's awesome.
Oh, great. Now, Fletch, I'm going to bring the next song up, which is Water. But before I do that, keen to understand, what's the song Water all about? I know it's raining. It was raining yesterday, and I know you wrote it ages ago, so it's got nothing to do with the rain. But Water, can you share with us what inspired you to write the song?
Yeah, I think it comes back to that, like, spirituality thing of in nature as well. I've grown up on the beach my whole life, and I guess I just feel like the ocean anywhere is my home. You know, the way that the water moves and flows and can be destructive and beautiful, and you know, I think that's a bit of a symbol for life, really. So you know, I feel like it's a part of me, and that's what the song's about.
Awesome. Definitely can. We'll be bringing you Water soon. So a couple of things for the listeners out there. If they're wanting to find you or connect with you, what mediums and forums can they find you on?
Pretty well everything I'm on. If you want to listen to my music, like you said, on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes, Fletcher Pillen, my full name, and same on the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, etc. You'll find me on all of them.
Oh, I can't wait to connect with you. I'm going to send you a message on Instagram.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, mate.
Awesome. Just be careful, because he's going to the beach and he doesn't swim too well. You might have to rescue him.
Yeah, it's like basically Bondo Rescue for Cameron.
Someone help me.
That's
Fletcher, I just wanted to ask before you go, just what's next for you as an artist, and what kind of journey are you wanting to go?
I think I spent a lot of last year. I did a tour at the start of last year, just before all the COVID stuff kind of set in, which was awesome to get that in beforehand with my band. We did 12 shows down the East Coast. And then, you know, I spent a lot of last year just writing songs, given the gigs weren't necessarily in a free space. So my plan this year is really just to figure out which songs I want to release and then get them out and play some more shows.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be bringing you water. And I want to say, Fletcher, thank you so much for joining us here at Live 90.5 this morning. We're going to be playing you water. And there's quite a few songs that have gone through your list here. You've got Everything's Going to Be Fine, Be My Peace, Hoochie Gucci Man, Paperback. Forgetting Where, Thought Song, All Out. I keep laughing every time I say Uchi Kuchi Man. I don't know. Just
it's great name.
I think that's the response you wanted.
Yeah.
No worries.
That's Uchi Kuchi Man is a Muddy Waters song, old blues guy. And I put that on the EP for my brother. He was learning drums at the time, I mentioned in the Infinite Child song. And he wanted, for his end of term concert, he wanted to play that old blues song with me, like, because I've been playing music for a couple of years, and that's one of the songs I'd always played, like busking or markets and stuff like that. And we didn't get to do it together, so, you know, I put that song on the EP, and every time I hear it or play it, it's like I'm doing so with him.
Wonderful.
No, great. Well, thank you so much, Fletcher, for joining us this morning. We're going to be bringing water to the listeners, water, but also I have recorded this and making a podcast available that we'll post on socials for anyone that wants to listen back as well, and that will be available within the next 24 hours as well. Awesome.
Amazing. So, thanks so much for having me on, Ansley. I really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. And I can't wait for your new music and seeing you perform live once again, because definitely.
Oh, awesome. Cheers.
Amazing. Thanks so much, mate. Here is water. And thanks for being part of Live 90.5 and from all the listeners out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
I can feel it now. I can feel it so strong. And I know, and I know, it's time to come. Oh, we'd fall.